So we're going to start over again here, guys. So we're going to call to order this March 11th meeting. Ask Sharon to do the roll call, please.
Amelon.
Here.
Donato.
Here.
Sievertson.
Here.
Davies. Coos. Skillings.
Still here.
Lynn.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Prysunka.
Here.
Von Bargen.
Here.
And I know Mr. Paisner is on the line. Is there anyone else on the phone that would like to introduce themselves?
Carl Hagerman with Petersburg Utilities here.
Thank you, Carl.
You have the agenda before you. Is there any corrections or additions? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Mr. Bob Lynn, so move.
Thank you, Bob. Do I have a second?
Second.
Deep percent, I'll second it.
All right, that's fine. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Amelon.
Yes.
Sievertson.
Yes.
Skillings.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes.
Prysunka.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item 3, we have no new business at this time. Brings us into old business reservoir management discussion. Trey.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just to get everybody up to date, Swan Lake is currently at 280.8, so we've picked up a little bit since our last meeting, and still below the 285, so we won't be starting it anytime soon. Tyee is holding pretty steady. It's currently at 1259.2, so we're drafting maybe a tenth a day. So that's responding as we expected, and certainly can confirm that now. So at this time, staff isn't asking for any changes in draft limits. I think status quo would be appropriate until we start to see any major turn in the weather. Starting to get a little bit of inflows, and there it looks like there may be some more on the horizon, but and temperatures are starting to warm up a little bit. Those are all good things. So, but we still haven't seen any major turn in the reservoirs, and particularly Swan, because it'll turn a little bit before Tyee, like 3 or 4 weeks probably. So, that's where we're at. Happy to answer any questions or talk in any more detail anybody's interested in.
So, I know this is reservoir management; it's all power stuff. So. Could you speak a little bit about where we are today in regards to, you said the Swan Line down, correct?
So the Swan Line is currently down, and prior to being down, it was station service was being fed out of Ketchikan for that facility. And so I'll let Robert just talk to some of the particulars on where they're at and the status on that. We're still investigating to see what caused the relay actions, but go ahead.
Sure. Yesterday, Sunday, at about 2:09 p.m. in the afternoon, the load on the Swan Lake line began to rise. It rose from 300 kW, 200 to 300, typical station service, all the way up to 4.5 megawatts over the course of approximately 2 to 3 minutes. It does not indicate a bolted fault condition as a failed insulator or a transformer or any kind of equipment type failure. It's the relays are showing it to be close in to Ketchikan, being approximately 3.5 to 4 miles. We have contacted Temsco for a helicopter, and the fog today prevented us from flying today. Currently, Swan Lake is running station service on diesel generation, and they have approximately 16 more days.
Nine
more days available out of Swan Lake with the current loads and the current amount of fuel. So we anticipate exploring tomorrow, hopefully resolving the issue tomorrow, If it is a tree or something of that nature, we may have to close the STI and backfeed Swan Lake from Tai in the event that we get low on diesel reserves.
Visual inspection's been done
visual
from here out to as far as we can get, right?
Yep, all the relays have been interrogated. The data is all at my desk. We've looked at all the scenarios and driven from Swan Lake in the boat as far as we could see by water, driven from Bailey Substation as far as we could see by land. No visual indication of any issues. So the next step is to fly the line and verify there is not a tree or an issue. And then we would re-energize to see if whether or not it may have been just a tree slap, a branch, or something of that nature.
Okay. So if you go after and you find a tree laid up against the line, how would you respond to that?
We have an emergency, we have a contract with EPC, an emergency response team. If it's close in, we would possibly utilize KPU's personnel if that wouldn't be something KPU would be interested in. We have talked about that in the past if it's accessible by bucket truck.
Or well, it matters. If it's just a tree, we might call out our tree clearing crew and fly them out there and we got the line de-energized. We'd safe out the line, of course, and then cut it away if it just depended on what the circumstance. That'd be really site specific,
yeah.
Hard to speculate on that without knowing. Essentially, you're going to clear the fault, right?
Yeah. That's good. And then, related to Trey a little bit earlier, guys, we had a issue at Higgins also, correct, around the same time? Or was it?
This morning, early.
This morning, okay, yeah. So we and all we had to do was go out and re-energize and get it started up again, or whatever you guys had to do to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any root cause for that, Andy?
Plug fuel filter.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Plugged in 2 days.
Wow.
So we had a similar issue. And then, we emptied out a little bit of the bottom, see if there's any drags that have come up. But the whole point of that was that it pushed us to the edge in terms of generation when the load was climbing, so we reviewed quickly a load shed scheme.
Okay.
To see what we'd have to do to make it through peaks if we didn't have that corrected. That was about 15 minutes to 7 in the morning. And we got the units back, and so that was moot point.
Good. Is there anything else? So you're talking about Swans on diesel generation. You got about 9 days of diesel out there. Is that what I'm understanding? How much does that burn a day?
400.
Right at 400.
So what options do we have for fuel? Does Spokley's have a big fuel delivery vehicle or something like that?
Yeah, Spokley's can move it out there. Part of the challenge is having enough storage to store and haul it at the same time. You know, so we'd have to burn to the last day and then coordinate tugs. So
how much is our storage?
5,000. We'll get it fixed before we get to that point.
Yeah,
model will tell everything from that point.
I just wonder, in these situations where we get into something like this, and hopefully,
well, like Robert said, if we get down to that point where we're worried about fuel, we'll backfeed from Tai end. It's not a drop dead.
No, but I'm just wondering what our options are for refueling out here.
We've got refueling option, we got backfeed option, and of course, fix it.
We could haul some out on the boat if we needed to in barrels. So
yeah.
We have lots of options. The consumption is too rapidly.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go right ahead.
Just a question. Have we had any opportunity to go up and measure snowpack, and do we have an understanding of where we're at compared to other years at the two projects?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go right ahead, Robert.
Steve, this is Robert Seidman. We did, Clay and I, Clayhammer and myself went up and we did fly in February, both Swan Lake Basin and the Tyee Basin. And what we've seen at Tyee is about 100 inches with about a 35% to 40% density. And so looking back over the years, that is approximately equal to last year so far from what we're seeing. Now the Juno report was showing the area to be 60% to 70% of normal snowpack. But typically this is the month we get a lot of our snow. And indicative of that, yesterday we got close to 2 inches of rain with hardly any inflows, which means all of that was in snow. And so we probably are more at another 2 feet, 120 inches at Tyee on average, depending on how dense that snow was, but it's pretty cold. The colder it is, the less dense it is and the more powdery it is.
Thank you, Art.
How's Swan looking?
Swan is at about 55 to 60 inches and at about the same density, which is similar to a little less than last year at this time. We did get some rain events in January that compacted that and washed some of that out. Being at a lower elevation, some of that those rain events did bring some of that water off the hill.
Thank you, Robert.
Yep.
So is there any other items for discussion at this time under old business reservoir management? So we'll be presenting the status quo at tomorrow's meeting, pretty much what we're looking at.
Tomorrow's operations meeting?
Correct.
Correct. We will be discussing possible diesel operations in Petersburg and Wrangell, but that'll be just an operations type conversation. Okay.
So hearing,
what would that involve, Robert?
I had an email from Carl. Perhaps Carl could comment on that.
Carl, are you on?
I am on. Through the chair, what we're looking at is an idea that actually came from one of the operators at the Wrangell plant. And I'm not so sure it's a good idea. I was seeking some input from Robert Clay on it. But currently we are trying to only accept about an average of 750 kW across D60 into Petersburg and cover the rest with our base loaded machines. And our operators have gotten used to that scheme. And it's a little bit different than what we're used to, but everybody settled in it. Handling it pretty well. Well, Wrangell, from what I understand, that same mode over there, the operators have gotten used to it, but their plant is being light loaded right now, and they're really going through a lot of oil, upwards of 200 gallons a day of oil, just associated with how they're operating, having to operate their diesel plant. So, their operators are looking at ways to improve that and thinking that if Tyee was in a base load configuration and Petersburg and Wrangell took alternating turns on being the lead, the ISOC machine for the system, that Wrangell would be able to load up his generators the way that they want to run most efficiently and help him out, as well as it surely would save water in the lake, in Tyee Lake, if we did that. I have concerns over if the peaking of the system, if one of our machines is in ISOC and we have a large peak, or my operator's got to be paying attention and calling Wrangell, calling for more base load or Tyee potentially. We haven't been put in that position in the past, so it's definitely a big change in operations. And the goal of saving more water in the lake is worthy. So we'll have a discussion, but I'm not sure that I'm very supportive of it at this moment in time. So that's it in more than a nutshell, but we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Any other business? Hearing none, do I have a motion for adjournment?
Bob Lynn, I'll move to adjourn.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to talk about the next meeting.
Dave. Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. Craig just wanted to bring up a little item about the next meeting. Go ahead.
So, still planning on doing this again next Monday, correct? Same time?
I would think so if nobody has any.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that that was covered, Bob. Thank you.
So, same time, same station next week. We'll stand adjourned. Thank you.